Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening thanks to Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home.
Did now for Golf Australia,
that is home.
Okay, sorry.
And let's hope that the Australians are honing their skills over at Winged Foot, because they're going to have to, given the 18th tee box.
Oh, you see that today?
I had a look at that. I mean, if you draw the ball or you slice the ball, fade the ball, you are likely to hit a tree before the ball goes 60 metres.
Well, it doesn't matter for people like you and Hazy that just hit the ball dead straight. But for people like me who occasionally actually miss fairways, I'll probably hit a tree, it goes backwards, my second shot's going to be further back.
Let's speak to Mark Hayes from Golf Australia. You can sign your kids up for golf at mygolf.org.au. Welcome to you, Hazy.
Hey, Jared. Yeah, this is a dead set beast of a course. There's going to be holes where the three of us couldn't even reach the fairway from the black tee. So, yeah, she's going to be a real challenge.
Oh, speak for yourself, Hazy.
So the designer of the Wing Foot, who was it? Because it seems to me like he had a straight edge and a slide rule and didn't understand that people actually draw the ball.
This guy's name was A.W. Tillinghast, Jared, and he was
A.W. Tilling's an ass. Oh, I think that's probably a fair description.
You're in a very cheeky mood tonight.
he was commissioned by the New York Athletic Club to produce what they said was a beast of a course, and that's what he did 100 years ago. And
at least
it's got fangs. This thing, if you are off your game, you're going to have a million. There's trees that are 100 foot tall around the green. If they put the pins behind the tree, you've got to play a hook around it from the wrong side of the fairway, you're absolutely toast. You're going to see some massive scores here. The winner last time we went there was Jeff Ogilvie, our own Jeff Ogilvie.
Yep.
That was five over, and the time before that, Fuzzy Zeller was, I think, a couple under, but that was very much the outlier. The one before that was Hale Irwin at seven over. So that's probably the range of scores we're going to see this week.
So, Scoop, it would appear as if what we say after our games could well be heard over in the United States.
What, a couple of broken clubs. And
what you have today, five over. Oh, good score, mate.
Yeah,
Great score.
Yeah, 40 Stapleford points. Hey, Hazy, so as you mentioned, so 06 is the last time was at Wing Foot, and then Ogilvie won. We've got nine Aussies playing tonight. A lot of people listening to your interview, they might be listening on podcast, just getting themselves G'd up for a big night on the couch. Take us through, in your opinion, who is best set up for the nine Aussies to have a real good crack at this?
I really like Adam Scott. I actually, like, overall, and even taking my bias into account, I actually think he's a legitimate contender. He's been building to success. Open. I did a story the other day, and his stats in the first half of his career at the US Open were appalling by his standard. And since then, he's been really good, had a lot of top tens. And I think that with the US Open in mind and the Masters, he's sort of gone back over there and just basically warmed up through the PGA. And now I reckon he's going to be right to go. So I like his chances. The stats will tell you that Jason Day is probably the most in-form of the Aussies in terms of majors, top five, I think it was, at the PGA at San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. And unfortunately, on the other side of the COVID break, Leishman and Smith, so they're our top four, haven't really fired much of a shot yet. So hopefully they find something. But with a lot of other help around, and I know they've been sort of supporting each other through this week, we've got Scott Hend, Matt Jones, Lucas Herbert, Curtis Luck, and Melbourne's Lucas Michel, the amateur who won the US mid-am into this. So there's a fair contingent of Aussies there. It's the third most of any country, which is a huge effort.
I was at a pro-am, Jared, at Peninsula a few months ago with Lucas Michel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the fifth hole, it was longest drive, and you go against the pro. And I got one out of the middle.
Yes.
Like, got out of the screws.
Knocked it a good 220 metres down the middle.
Oh, no, it was like 270.
Okay.
Lucas Herbert got up and hit it. And as he hit it, he goes, oh, I just missed it. Hit it 310. Hit it 40 metres past me. We're missing it. Anyway.
With a 3-wood.
Yeah, that's right. Hazy, can you talk us through Lucas Herbert, who's broken onto the scene, and we know he had a good win last year, and how he's set up for this sort of course? He's a big hitter. And even then, I watched him on Instagram yesterday having a practice on the course, Jared. He was hitting 5-wood into one of the par threes, and he's one of our big hitters.
Yeah, there's a couple of par threes here that are unreachable for the average human being. So this is a really good course for Lucas Herbert, because he likes chasing the ball, and he's got a a fundamental love of American golf. He's been over there without playing any. You mentioned that Dubai win that he had.
Yeah.
It's set him up with European status for a few years. He doesn't have to worry about being there, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So he's playing with house money here, even though he hasn't got status in the US. He played well in the US PGA Championship. He played well at Bethpage Black, which is a similar course to this, not far away, after he played the US Open. So I think this is actually, I'm not saying he's going to win, Sam, but I actually, it wouldn't be a surprise to see him make the cut.
Yeah.
And from that stage, it's just a bit of a lottery how you go. So, you know, fingers crossed, as you say, maybe hits a massive ball and he shapes it, and you need to do both at this course.
So who are some of the other leading names in contention away from the Australians? Who do you like? Is Dustin Johnson going to have a tough week on this sort of course? Is it a John Rahm who's, you know, work around the greens and in the traps has been sensational? Who are you liking, Hazy? Because you're a bit like Jared when it comes to your crystal ball. It's usually pretty accurate.
Oh, I'm not sure whether he meant that.
I did.
I've listened to some of Jared's predictions before. I don't think I'm up to that standard, but I really do like John Rahm here, and I'm prepared to lay. If I was a bookmaker, I'd be laying Dustin Johnson. I just think that
not
the
a
rough
winner.
Isn't his
can't
friend.
Win.
No, and he could obviously the world number one. He's in ripping form, but I think he's suspect under major championship pressure.
Mm.
And I think that until he proves otherwise, I'm still going to have the knock on him for that. I like Rahm, but I actually really like Colin Morikawa to make it back-to-back major championships because he hits the ball so much straighter than the other guys.
Yep.
He doesn't quite get it as far. So the sneaky bet, he's not so sneaky anymore because he's in the top 15 in the world, but Colin Morikawa is probably the way to go outside the Aussies.
It's bad news for Hazy, Jared, that we both think that John Rahm can win, because if I think it usually means the opposite will happen.
Well, I don't know about John Rahm's form of recent times. I'm about to re-engage with the great game of golf.
When Dan allows us to.
Well, no, I'm going to pull out a golf club and just start practicing in the front yard. No ball, just start getting the swing prepared because that's all you can do.
Up against the mattress?
I actually got the surfboard out and waxed it up yesterday just for the feeling. You can't go surfing.
Yeah.
But just for the buzz of it, I'll get some wax out and just...
I cleaned my clubs today for the same reason.
Oh, jeez.
Can't use them. Can't put them anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, how are we feeling about Dan at the moment, Hazy?
Jared, as you may or may not know, I live down the Bellarine Peninsula, so I don't want to rub it in, but we can get back out and have a whack.
Oh, you're all good. Get Hazy off. Get Hazy off. What is he doing?
No worries about that. You got the goal pass through Checkpoint Charlie.
Yeah, I have, and it's being on the West German side of the wall, I'm feeling a lot more freedom, and I don't envy what's going on in Melbourne at all, and I sympathise with everyone.
Well, there's nothing going on in Melbourne, let me tell you right now. Just put hand on heart, have you gone into the truck lane to get straight through at any stage through Checkpoint Charlie?
Great question.
Yes or no?
I can safely tell you that I have not been to Melbourne since March 15, Jared. I've been enjoying the Bellarine Peninsula more than the rest of my life, which is really saying something.
It's a very straight ball, Jared, does Hazy.
I'm going to
have
another hit with
Hazy. Straight ball.
I've only had one sort of gaze at the haze, and that was in a driving range some years ago.
They just go low.
Low darts, low zingers.
Little darts.
Is that the shot of choice at the 18th, given that you either rebound off a couple of trees or you hit a zinger?
I don't think that my game's suited to wing put. Let's just say that.
Tee it down, just ball back in the stance a little bit.
I'm going to say that if we were to play up there this weekend, the three of us, if one of us could break 120 off the back, I reckon that'd be a fantastic effort, and that's not really good, is it?
How are we looking for golf in Victoria this summer?
In terms of just club play or in terms of
club play and then championship?
Well, we know one thing, Jerry, the courses will be in really good
nick. Oh, they'll be in great nick.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're very hopeful and we're advocating strongly, if I'm put my serious hat on for 1 second, that we get play back pretty soon, because I think logically it would tell you that we should get golf back at some stage sooner than later.
Yep.
Even if it's in two balls and no competitions, it'd be good to get back out there for all the people in Melbourne. In terms of championship play, I think we told you last time, Jared, the Australian Open's been moved back to the window of January through March.
Yep.
And we saw the Australian PGA postponed from December back to that period as well this week.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the two of them can stand together somewhere, but it's becoming increasingly problematic visas and quarantine periods that we'd be able to get this over the line. So, you know, it's problematic. I wouldn't lie to you because it's not a certainty to happen at all.
Hazy, what's the date currently that we can go back out and play golf? Is it October 26 in Victoria?
That's the hard and fast plan at the moment. But
you hope earlier.
You know, we've seen it, so yeah, I'm very hopeful that it will be earlier. Very hopeful that it will be earlier. And there's some strong advocacy going on from Golf Australia and other parties in the golf industry to the government. So
I think Hazy might have been talking to track watchers, Jared.
Somebody has to. But you never know what to believe at this stage.
Hazy.
It's fair to say. Hazy, I need you to answer three questions for me as we head to the end of the program. If you had to play one course on the Ballerine Peninsula and it was the last day on this planet for you, what course would it be?
Bowen Heads.
Bowen Heads. If you had to play one course in Melbourne, what course would it be?
Metropolitan.
And if you had to play one on the Mornington Peninsula, what course would it be?
Careful, Hazy.
Cool. Now, this is a fraught question for me.
It's only one answer.
I love the open course at Moona, but that puts me in a vast minority. But I'm going to stick with my stick fat and say the open course at Moona.
Yeah, I think it's a magnificent course. Challenging course, a great get from you. And if you had to play a course in the rest of Australia, you had one day left, you had 4.5 hours of life left, and you could play one course in Australia outside of Melbourne, Victoria, the lockdown state, where would it be?
I'd be on a plane south straight to Bridport in Tasmania, and I'd walk around Bungle as much as I could.
Which one?
Yeah. I haven't played the new one, so I'm going to
okay.
one, but I'm assuming they're both awesome.
Just hope you get a nice still day, because when it's windy, you cannot play. Good on you, Hazy. Mark Hayes there for Golf Australia. If you ever wished your parents could get you into golf earlier, well, sign your kids up at mygolf.com.au. This is Sports Day for Wilson Holmes.